Hello and welcome to another Where Are Your Keys podcast. This is episode 43. Y'all are lapping me. In this episode, you're going to hear how y'all are lapping me, which is fantastic. I am thrilled that we're able to push off these Where Are Your Keys skills, the techniques, the community building techniques, the facilitation techniques, not only to the interns, but to the students. That's why we're here. We're here to get lapped. We want people to lap us. That's our job. So sit back, enjoy, and get lapped.
Anyways.
Yeah, so Doris was there, and then and Gerald was like, yeah, I don't know that one. And honestly, he didn't know it. And Doris also didn't know it. And so, you know, she went over and she kind of mumbled through a setup. And I said, well, who knows it? She's like, David Evans. I'm like, okay, well, he's busy right now. And then she's like, Hopinka. And right then you walk through the door. And so you're like, okay. So you went over there, angeled her through the setup. And I told, and then I told Doris, I said, all right, he's going to angel you so that Gerald can get this right. She's like, okay. And do you think, does Gerald have that right?
I think so, and I think more importantly, Doris has that right now. Yeah. Especially after the great race today.
The great race.
God, you missed it.
The great race.
Three teams.
Boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
The objective?
To get through as many rides as we can in a half an hour.
Wow. I mean, it was a little bit. Was it half an hour? Yeah, it was half an hour. Mm-hmm. We said we were going to stop at 4:15.
Yeah.
See who's our farthest.
Wow. So yeah, a specific time limit. Did you guys take a break before you started that?
Nope. Well, actually, yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, that was kind of because, I mean, it was a little rough coming out. And Courtney was trying to curl up on the couch. And Sky did a good job of, being like, okay, how fast can we have film? Oh, yeah, but what was the exchange before? You were like, see, you gave me that see look.
Oh, when Courtney came in, she laid on the ground and she was like, why are you guys making us work now? And she's like, basically,
she says something about being spoiled.
Yeah, he's like, he spoiled us, like, you know, because all, like, you know, the first 4 weeks, we could just kind of do whatever we want, and now you're making us work.
And then he looked at me, and I was like, what?
He's like, I'm on film now. I'm on film. Let's do it.
Because Sky was laying on the couch, Meadow. And then I was like, yeah, I was like, let me in, because I was so full at that point. And then Sky's like, what'd you say? You're like, take 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes to unfill. And then Leanne tried arguing with you about it. She's like, I thought we were timing. And what'd you say? You're like, you were like, that was your deal, Capri. Or that was your deal, Leanne. And then, and then we unfilled. Well, I unfilled, and then I got up, and then Sky got up. And then we're trying to figure out what we were going to do. Who suggested it?
It was you.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you and Courtney and Doris were sitting at a bucket, and Leanne was in the meadow, and then David and John were running through the three-cup game.
Yeah.
And Walter was kind of unsure what to do because he was still full from hunting.
Yeah,
and
was.
Playing with David and Shirley and Berlin. And so you just wanted to walk in the lunatic fringe and watch David and John. And then you suggested it.
And then I said, boys and girls. All right, so boys against girls.
And I was like, hell no.
And then I was like, Sky doesn't want to do it. I thought we had a plan. And then it turned out that he just didn't want to do boys and girls, and then it worked out fine. And then Walter didn't want to play because he's like, I'm tired.
But then it got going, and then suddenly he did.
Yeah. And then he loved it, and he won.
And same thing with them, because I was... I guess like coaching, or not really coaching, but just judging the team with Leanne and James. And they were running through it fast. They knew it all the way up to Shaquit. That's when they ran into some trouble as far as incorporating Naga and Umi into that sentence. Then I just kind of pulled them through it.
Yeah.
And then, at the end, Leanne said, that made me unfill.
Yeah. I was like, God, I'm fucking full.
So, I just went into a half-hour game of straight rides, straight Yumi rides, just unfiltered.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because she was one of the full ones. She was the one that was like, I don't know about this. And she didn't really want to do it.
I just surprised her, too. To hear her. She was like, yeah. And then I was unfilled. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh.
Have you been telling the kids, like, yeah, think about how fast you can unfill yourself?
That was the first time I tried it.
They bucked a bit.
How was your...
They bucked it a little.
No, yeah, they definitely fought it. Yeah. Cordy for sure. And then, got some backup with April, so that was good.
Huh?
Got some backup from you.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, because she was doing the whole, like, Evan's not here, and curled up on the couch. And I was like, well, pretend I'm Evan.
Did she really say that?
She did. Mm-hmm. No, she said, well, Evan's... You know what it was? We said, see how fast you guys can unfill now. And then she was like, Evan's not here. You don't have to kiss up.
Oh, right.
Right. And then I looked at her, and I was like, it's not actually about kissing up. It's about saving Numu.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Good. Good. God,
and we did a massively leading question. So, do you want to save Numu or do you want to die? We should have done that.
No, I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
That's my MO.
Do you want to save Numu? And it sounded kind of funny.
Well, yeah. I jumped on at that point, and then that's when we got the, come on, you guys. It was all like, we were spoiled before, and that's how we got on that. And then, Sky took over. Was nice because I didn't have to push up. But then I crawled up in the meadow.
Well, I think a real amount of capital was when we put that up on the board. If you don't want to be here, go home.
Shit, jam.
And then James off in the corner, star of that.
Oh yeah, he's like thumbs up, and like I was like, wow.
Wow.
Great. And I was like, geez, thanks.
Wow.
And the thing was, like, Courtney wasn't here for all that though.
Mm-mm.
That was kind of awesome when James was like, yes.
But he was kind of safe in his corner, though, because not everybody probably saw it, So he was safe on the floor in the corner, able to do that. But I guess maybe we needed to see that. Maybe
well, not. I mean, like, Capri could have seen it. Walter could have seen it.
Right.
Doris could have seen it.
Right.
We all saw it.
Right.
So I don't think it was so much about safety. It's just he's down.
I remember him saying, star that.
Oh, yeah, he did say star that.
And just that slipped into somebody's brain. I mean, even if they weren't looking right at him when it happened. Somebody other than us, somewhere else in the room.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think it was really good to have that kind of, facilitator's bucket. Because then it was like, I mean, I really like the way that you arranged that, April. That we still got to go through the activity, which was kind of tough.
I know, you guys are so funny. You guys took the longest out of me. Fuck it. I was like, really? Okay, let me pull you through. Let me come. But I don't know, that was funny. That was funny for me. Yeah.
But then to have that kind of like, we're all sitting here and we're all in agreement, we're all the facilitators, and we're all saying, if you don't want to be here, leave.
Yep.
And, we couldn't say that a month ago when we were first started, because I bet all the kids would have left.
Yep.
They would have been like, oh, this is going to be tough. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a hard thing to deal with also, is because if you really do want to save a language...
You need people.
We need people. And we gotta, get them in by hook or by crook at first. We gotta, hook them somehow. Offer them ponies and ice cream or something. Yeah.
But now that they're hooked, we didn't really anticipate when we said that anybody was gonna get up and leave.
No.
But what it did mean is that Capri couldn't parade the fact that she was here even though she was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And Leanne couldn't do the whole, I'm just here to get paid anymore. like, if you don't want to be here, there's the door.
I know, and I didn't, as a facilitator, I should not have done that, but I shouldn't have had you guys read. I chose your guys' to read again, and if I was going to do that, I should have had everybody read it twice. And what? So that was, I felt like that was my faux pas.
Wait,
like,
what do you mean I missed it?
I had you guys read yours twice, and I didn't have anybody else read theirs, and so it was kind of like, as a facilitator, like, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm hoping that they didn't notice, and that they were just too shocked with the fact that you guys...
I think I noticed, but then, like, I think with everyone else, I kind of got distracted with Verlaine, Shirley, and Gerald coming in. I was like, all right, what are we going to do now? Are we going to stop and move on to the next thing? Are we going to keep going? Or? And so to have them... in on the discussion with all the kids knowing that they're hearing this discussion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, oh, we're in trouble now or something, you know? And then, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I can't really get over how perfect the timing was. And just all the great things that Jael, Verlaine, and Shirley had to say. Mm-hmm. And I think the kids definitely needed to hear that too. And I think that definitely hooked them back into learning the language. I think having them tell the kids how fast they've been learning was a really great thing for them to hear also.
And Gerald, man, his complaint.
Yeah!
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I was like, you actually said that.
I thought that's what you were going to say, Evan. Like, when you're like, I can't believe that Gerald... Like, yeah, and I thought that's what you were gonna say. Like, where he admitted and let go of his ego for the sake of giving the kids like that boost, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Because he did it for the kids.
He did.
It wasn't about him. It was about the kids. And also, honestly,
I think that there is a little bit of valid concern there about these kids are coming after my job. Because, yeah, they are.
It's true.
They're on your heels, dude.
And you know, when he was playing with Doris, John was angeling him. John was, like, pulling through the whole thing.
Did he let him angel him?
Hmm? Well, a little. Like, yeah. there were some times where he was not looking up at all, and I could kind of tell. Mm-hmm. And I didn't call him on it, but John kept right on... He didn't let up really ever. John was all over it.
Great.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny. I was kind of looking at Gerald sideways. I was sitting next to him angeling Doris. And every now and again, like, they'd do an exchange and then Doris would just ask a question. And then he'd get this, like, wide-eyed look. He'd just kind of be looking at the table and his eyes would kind of get all big. And I wasn't really sure how to interpret it, but it kind of looked like this, I can't believe she just managed to say that look.
Yeah.
Whoa. And it wasn't a really long question, it was just, she just said it and pointed to the thing and it was there and he was like, whoa. She's like, speaking new. What is this wizardry?
I went down and talked to Shirley for a couple seconds there when we were going to do the picture, and she says, you know, what's going on? Like, what is the problem?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, you know, it's high school stuff. It's, you know, it's also these kids, this is their first job. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. It's nothing, you know, it's not really, you know, on an adult level tragic. But it's certainly dragging the group down. So we've been dealing with it for about the last week or so. And she was like, oh, good, because Verlaine was really worried that it was, you know, something about what we were doing or something about, you know, what was... So I said, no, they were just... You know, we were just kind of putting the final coffin nails on some issues that we were having.
Interesting.
And I said, I told her that we were really grateful that they came in and said everything that they said.
Yeah, and I wish I had, like, some way of, like, asking you, because I just feel like I was, like... Oh, do you guys want to say something? And I didn't really, like, ask your guys' permission for it. And I was kind of like, shoot, you know, like... You know, and then the whole thing about when Gerald asked, and I was like, you know, because I could have, like, deflected it or something, you know? And, yeah. Wow. And that's when I wished I had some, like, kind of, like, sign language to, like, help me. I don't know if I should be doing this. And I'm like, have one of the kids answer.
That was an excellent call.
Yeah, that was a good move. Yeah, I certainly wasn't going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne does not understand how to full check herself. Just so you know, we're going to need to help kind of pull her through full checking herself.
I am still getting the hang of that.
What do you mean?
Well, so we walked out into the hall today, and she was just like, she was leaning up against the doorway like this, just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, full check, and she's like, oh, I'm right here. And I called her, and I was like, no, you're not. You're really full right now. She's like, I just don't know what that means.
I will tell you what it means. Cool. That feeling you're experiencing right now, that is full.
Right.
That's cool that she said that.
Yeah, so it's getting, like, it's, you know, and all the, you know, doing that test today, the figuring out the halfway mark survey really got a lot of the kids thinking about techniques and which ones they don't know. And
it was so funny because Courtney, who is all against preaching, and suddenly she wanted you to go through the entire list.
I'm like, no, you can't handle me.
You can't handle the truth.
And Doris, what are you guys speaking, Chinook? You were going to teach me that.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
And you're like, you know, hunt us. That is a technique. Waiting on you, pal.
Yeah, she's getting really brave. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, for her to even say that, you know, like, oh, yeah. She's getting louder and braver. And
yeah. I'm really glad Val came out and took the picture with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny how now there's not a lot of people, at the moment anyway, like screaming to get in.
Well, I talked about that in our big org.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know, like when we were talking about the elephant in the room,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, you know, what's causing us to break down? I'm like, look at 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we couldn't, you know, we had to keep talking to you guys about how we couldn't bring people in, and now nobody wants to bring anybody in. And I was like, so it's, you know, it's kind of ruining our group.
And John was like, what?
Yeah. There's an elephant? Yeah, John's like, I'm still bringing Nick. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Oh, that's, you know, honestly, that's something I wanted to, like, bring up, was tomorrow you'll have a really great opportunity to have all the kids take someone who knows nothing but who knows sign language and just rock them right through. And I think Nick, I don't think Nick will get full too fast. I know that John and Walter have been giving him little lessons here and there along the way, so I know he knows three cup game. I don't know if he knows six knife game, so he's seen it before, he knows what he's getting into. So I think to be able to call attention to that, you know, as you're going through, you know, look, we did all the work and look how easy you're making it. Man, y'all are lapping me hard.
She got it.
We hate you, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we hate.
I'm being lapped.
Isn't it fun?
It's exciting. It's, I mean, I gotta tell you, it's really exciting. It means I don't have to do it. I'm not the only one.
You are not the last panda.
Or Skywalker.
You are not the last Skywalker, right? I like that better. There is another. Actually, there are several.
Well, anybody have any, like, questions for me? Any sort of, like, can I help? How can I help?
How can I hunt faster, Evan?
Build more hunters. Build that wolf pack. How's that been going, by the way?
April is rocking. She sat down and hunted Shoshone.
Oh. Wow. Is it a totally different language?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I didn't really do anything. I was just kind of doing it for, like, Walter's sake.
Shirley hunted Salish. It was great.
that was really cool to see that, you know, to have that kind of game, to suddenly be like, oh, I'll teach you a little mind. You two pee a little lower. Okay, I'll teach you a little mind. Was that kind of blowing Walter's mind?
I don't know.
To what?
He didn't move. With all this stuff happening around him, he didn't move.
You know, it's funny, I told the other kids, I said, April's going to teach Shirley some Salish. And the other kids were like, okay, whatever. And then Walter was like, I want in on that.
You want?
She would ride up to the table.
The kid wants to be a polyglot.
Yeah.
When we were walking to the market, and Jared and I were going back and forth in Chinook, and he was just... He was quiet, but he was, like, listening.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really notice that until, like, when we stopped, and, like, one of their friends came up and kind of interrupted everything. I burst that bubble. And one was like, okay, so what were you guys saying again?
Well, I think what I might do with him is, you know, once this sort of summer thing is done, I could really easily teach him Chinook over the whole school year. I'm really curious what the lunchroom is going to be like back at Rogers High School.
See, they were talking about that on the way back, John and Walter, how they're going to start speaking Mimu in school.
Mm-hmm.
And if the teacher tells them no, just say, Kai.
With the sign language, that'll be excellent.
I mean, really, the difference that I'm seeing is like in Capri's eyes. Just seeing how she's looking at me now is just a 180 change. You know, she's like, she's still a little irritated about me. You know, she's like, but her eyes are like this. Like, okay, you're saying something, and it might be important, and I should probably listen. But God, you're irritated.
You just noticed that today or yesterday?
I noticed it yesterday starting, and then today, like, I confirmed. All right, I didn't get any kind of... Yesterday, I still got a couple of, like, oh, fine. You know, but it was like, okay, I'll do it. But I don't want to.
Well, did you catch that when you were MIA there for a minute? She was one of the ones that asked where you were. Because Sky asked me, and then she asked me.
Well, I really liked what you did when you were pulling John off the couch.
Celsius camp.
I mean, really, you know, it's nice that you're kind of being meta-Nazi. You know? Like, you're not full. Go on. Off the couch.
She did that when we were coming off of our break while you were talking to Val, too. Everybody else was, like, uber full. And I was looking to start a game because I wanted to download some of the stuff that I got, like, with the this bit. And I was like, hey, who's unfull enough that they could run through what me and Walter got just now? And Walter was uber full. Leanne was uber full. Like, everybody was uber full. And then April was like, jump in the meadow for 20 minutes. John, go! What else did you say to him? You had to pull him a little bit.
No, we just had to do our little banter thing. He was going, but... I don't know. He was like... Has not been 20 minutes.
Oh, fun words for the con game.
Sure. The con game. That con game.
It's handy.
Man, that's paying off.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. I had that card of like putting dot, 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 and this. Oh, yeah, and dot, 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 and you can get this. And dot, 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 dot. Here's another piece.
Yeah. We got a bunch more now.
Oh, I saw the difference between like this setup and then this setup.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Like, this versus something else that was going on?
Mm-hmm. Buha.
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 Oh, really?
Buha. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a good sign for that, but, like, so Walter, as you were playing, like, you know, Shirley would guess and be wrong, the Berlin would guess and be wrong, but Walter was right, like, every time.
Oh, Miss Mr. Dush.
Oh, Miss Mr. Dush.
Miss Mr. Dush.
Walter was right, like, every time. And so I think finally it was...
Shirley
was like, Walter, Bisha Buta, Buha, get you. But get she you. Says it kind of weird sometimes. Sometimes it's like, got you. Instead of ke, it's like, got you.
Get you.
She was like, Walter, Bisha Buha, got you.
Interesting.
And I was like, no. Well, and I guess Buha can also be a person, because I was like, oh, but maybe not. That was a little bit weird. I tried saying, nah, Walter Buha Mishanam.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the safer way to do that based on what they said was, nah, Walter Bisha Buha Gayu Mishanam.
Because
he would just be that.
Yeah, Mishanam. Does, Dohak Ese have three cup that con game?
Do who?
Okay.
Dohak Ese?
Oh.
Duhuk Ese.
He hunted with it. He was the one who got the this way versus this way thing. So he has some of it, but he doesn't have the most recent bit of it.
Does he have... I don't think he has
Mishanam
and Shemitakwet.
I don't think so. Well, he's watched. Quite. He's watched me do that with people several times.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it during his hunt. He wanted to limit it. But actually, I think I did pull him through it once during his hunt.
Yeah, he's seen it before, but he can't run it. He was doing that with Gerald.
So, oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Ian Leanne were doing the with Gerald, but he didn't have the Shemitakwet.
It's so funny when people watching people run that game, because they'll take like 20 to 30 seconds.
Right.
Yes. Like, and
it's,
like,
it's not the point.
Guys.
Yeah, you're really not trying to trick them.
And I kind of gave that away to John. When he did it for me, I can't remember how it happened. But I mentioned, like, I can't remember how it happened. I didn't mix him up very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something, and then I mentioned, yeah, like, I always keep an eye really carefully on where it is, so that I know where it is, and I can guess wrong the first two times, so that you get practice with Kadu.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh.
Oh, you're setting me up for that. You think?
There it is.
It's a setup! Hold it! Yeah, that's part of the game that the kids don't quite get yet.
Is that it's all rigged?
It's all rigged.
It's all rigged.
They don't get that kind of playfulness that can happen because we all know
that it's all
that
rigged.
It's all rigged.
Technique lie to me.
Yeah.
Is that technique lie to me? No.
No, that's setup.
That's just setup. Catch it.
Yeah. And part of the setup of the setup is that the kids know that it's rigged and that they're okay with it being rigged because you've set them up so that it's okay with being rigged. And maybe it deserves its own technique, but...
And then the thing that's cool about that is that because you know that they know that you know that it's rigged, then that means everything that they're doing is supposed to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they know that. That it's like they're supposed to prove it. And I'm supposed to try. And I'm supposed to try to push the envelope of what I know. And they're supposed to correct me and pull me through it and really have that good give and take of that, you know, we're really trying to learn the language, and this is just offering us a fantastic window into each other's minds. We all know what's going on. We all know what's going on here in reality. Now the trick is just getting our language mind to match it. But, you know, it's not so easy for kids who have seen this just playing out on a piece of paper, and that's just how it's supposed to go. And then Walter and I said, like, oh, Disneyland. What do you mean Disneyland? These rides, you put them together.
For the record, I don't really think of them like rides at Disneyland.
What?
I think of them like rides on horseback through the woods. Because they take you places, and then you see things.
Are you wearing buckskin in this fantasy?
I'm wearing a coonskin cap.
And when you said that, like, they'll steal your soul?
I knew it as soon as I said it. I was like, oh, crap.
No, you know what was funny, though? Is that Gerald...
He corrected me.
2 seconds before, when I went down to get Shirley and Berlin, and Gerald, like, okay, it's time for the picture, and Gerald was like, is it going to steal my soul?
Mm-hmm.
So, it played into a perfect joke, because then Then Shirley says, I want a quarter. And I said, to take a picture or for Gerald's soul? And then Berlin was like, Dada. I was like, Gerald, your soul, it's you're in a bidding war for your own soul.
We'll get in on this action quick.
Yeah, so when you said it, it was actually a perfect little funny setup. Because I was like, no, Shirley's already bought it. Did a great job with this morning, by the way. That really worked well.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for letting me try it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was kind of irritated with Dohak Essa.
Essa. Essa?
Dohuk Essa.
Dohuk Essa.
Essa. Dohuk Essa.
Why are we using code names?
Just because we can.
Yeah.
James.
It's kind of fun now.
Yavi Pak. Paku?
Paku?
Paku? Paku. Paku. Yavi
what,
Paku.
What's wrong with
Paku?
James?
Where's that bomb?
He's no longer James.
Okay.
Anyway, I would guess. Anyhow.
He held up his sign, you know, what can we do to better the community? And he was like, well, we can get to know each other better. Because for a long time there, we were doing a lot of things that we were getting to know each other, and now it's like, we don't do that anymore. And I was like, yeah, well, there's that line between summer camp and work. And I think that's one of those where he's trying to say, I want summer camp back.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was so surprised by James giving a thumbs up. And I was like, sweet, because he went from kind of one extreme to another.
Exactly. Exactly.
So he's listening.
Yeah, I mean, really. And then they went all morning without a break. Not one break. And that's kind of where I'm hoping that it ends up going, is that there's just never a break.
Mm.
When you feel full, you know, hopefully you can manage your full level so it's always down, so you can just always be hunting. And if you accidentally get full, break time. Mm. And then when we go outside, it's like, okay, everybody stop. Let's go outside. Not, let's go outside because we're full and we have to come back in. Let's go outside because we get to, because it's fun, and we're all having a good time anyway, so let's do something else that's fun, just for a change of scenery. Not almost as, like, that's the thing that's kind of worrisome, is that full can become a thing that you try to get so that you get a recess.
Mm.
And that's... But at the same time, we don't want to say, like, oh, you're never full anymore, so you never have to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only going to be true for people who are insane and, what, game freaks?
Yeah. I'm crazy. Fucking funny. Well, I'm sure I'm game freaky, too.
I kind of want to experiment with Courtney, because she keeps joking about the Bagua thing. Like, David, we got to do Bagua again sometime. And I'm like, sure. But I kind of want to see if the thing that I do that unfills me really fast would work for anybody else. Because I don't know if I can... I don't know. I don't know if it's the kind of thing that I can just, like, yes, you do this, and then you feel it this way, and you make it work, and then it's fine. Or if maybe it's just because I did it for 3 months, and that's why it works.
You've got 17 days.
17 days. Well, crap.
16.
Nothing like a ticking clock.
Yeah, that kind of actually surprised me when I tried it, because I was like, you know, I did this every now and again to chill out back in China, and I did, and I was like, oh, I'm not full anymore. So,
yeah, you really came back. You were unfull. That was really surprising.
Yeah.
Like, when you went and sat in the meadow, like, your eyes were red, and just, you know, your face was full. And you had full face on, you know? And then you came back and you're like, wow, you are not full. I had to kind of give a full...
You did. And you're like, wow.
It's not like you're not hiding your fullness in your pocket somewhere or something. Yeah, Liège. Is Lena. I'm not full.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode, 43. Y'all are lapping me. Feel free to stop by another time for episode 44 and beyond. Get lapped. Bye-bye.